But yeah, we're in PE. We've picked everyone. We've got two man left. And I want to win the game. I'm picking Salah.
Ooh, okay.
I'll say, okay, cool. We've got fair enough, this team. Oh, okay, Hazard's there. Salah's there. Oh, I want to win the game. I'm picking Salah. Hazard could do all that and go, yeah, by the way, man, love that. Didn't win. But Salah will decide the game.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man.
Yes,
another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful games unfolded and been written into the history books.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here on a Sunday evening in a cold... Can you do it? What was the phrase? Can you do it in a cold
Stoke.
Night at in Stoke. West London, in Park Royal?
In Park Royal.
I'm giving too much away here, aren't I? But can you do it on a cold
location.
Night?
That's crazy, you know?
I'm going to be knocking, man.
Can you do it on a Sunday evening in West London? The answer is yes, because we are here once more, man, and we're here every week to discuss the beautiful game.
Lot of
do
vibes.
You know why? Because we absolutely love it. Jengi, you just came from a game, bro.
Bro. Well, treacherous.
We can't quite discuss that.
Yeah,
it's collusive. But we got BTs, of course, each and every time. Charles, big game for you guys in West London. Not too far from me. I reckon if you go on Uber, you'd be there in about 25.
Oh, like that? Is it that close? Yeah.
25.
Yeah, it's not fast though.
I don't think I've been to there.
Go down the M46, mate. Jump on the M4. Go past Hammersmith. Oh, the high over. Fly over. Hit a right on the King's Road, mate. You're there.
To be fair, I
give me the black cab thing, fam.
Okay.
Out of a cabbie.
Unless you're on a train, you go to Ealing Broadway and, you know, district like to Fulham Broadway and that.
So if I was going Stamford Bridge, I have to go at Fulham Broadway.
Fulham Broadway.
They ain't got
a station called Chelsea. You come out Fulham Broadway, you turn left, and it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
On a match day, they've got like a special entrance. Because it's all obviously packed.
So they've got like people coming through there. So there's like a back entrance or like a side entrance.
That actually makes sense.
You have to tap your oyster. Obviously, Charles.
I could have gone, bro. I could have gone, man. My boy Jay was there. I think my other boy James took the ticket. But my boy was like, "Yo, like I got it for a bill. Do you want to go?" And I was like, "I could do it, but I just come back from Milan. I want to tighten up the pocket a little bit because." I want to go Girona away in January. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Was proper thinking about it. I caught the away bug, man. Just come back from Milan to go see
just touched down at the airport.
So yeah, I've caught the away bug. So yeah, I think maybe I might save Chelsea because it's here in England. Like I could do that any year. Do you know what I mean?
So are we gonna do Portman Road away? Oh my goodness!
I entered the ballot for Arsenal Ipswich. So if I get that, you got that
away. If Jay can get away tickets to Ips.
Or away, yeah. Mandem? Okay, away.
We will have an amazing time.
Swear, Ipswich, yeah. You sure?
Stadium don't look too bad, you know.
Okay.
The stadium don't look too bad.
Yeah. What weekend?
It's all right.
The weekend thing. Portman Road's a nice stadium.
How many is it? What, like 20, 30 yard?
For like 28,000.
That's calm.
That's 28,000. Too bad.
We're
that's
a big club.
Yeah, that's calm. You got a European Championship, innit?
You're massive, mate. But obviously, let's get back to the Arsenal-Chelsea game today. 1-1 it finished today, man.
1-1, man.
I feel as if like this one was deemed a really... I feel like the importance of this game was elevated just because of the form that you're in currently. But in the bigger picture of things, it's not that much of a dent, is it? Or is it at this stage of the season?
I think if we're talking purely like, yo, do you think you can win the title? I think, yeah, this is a big dent in it. Mm. I think it was a big dent. I think even before with like the recent form that we had, obviously that loss to Bournemouth and then the loss to Newcastle, it was looking like, yo, like if we don't start picking up 3 points, 3 points, 3 points, if we don't start getting momentum back,
and I got
some serious momentum, Then the possibility of a title is looking a bit long this year. So it's definitely looking like that. It's looking long this year.
Okay, I'm not gonna
completely rule it out, but I can't like the percentage, the chances are low. I can't lie, it's low. It's not one of them things. It's one of them things where like we can't just go and win it of our own accord. Like we have to hope
now
that
you need bare favors.
You know what I mean, we need Liverpool to come back to the pack.
He's the DM us, bare.
We need to, we need to try and keep pace with City. See what happens. Wait till we play Liverpool at Anfield. Wait till we play City at Hot. Like there's a couple things we got to wait for, fam.
I said, yo, can I get on the guest list?
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry, I can't pattern that today.
Can I get on the guest list?
I ain't got my ID. Is it cool?
Yeah,
you're gonna have to change those shoes.
I got digital.
What was you gonna say though, Jengi?
No, I was going to say, like, I feel like, it, like you said, it's very denting because Man City are dropping points as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like,
so it's like a double,
the people that are deemed favourites are dropping points, and then we're also dropping points. So it's not helping our, it's not helping our case anymore, man.
Okay, then I reversed the tee up on this game. Then it was a massive game, and it makes sense why it was massive game, especially because I guess Chelsea were in form as well. Talk to me about the game, Chelsea's... man. Obviously, Martinelli went and scored in the 60th minute, but up until that point, it was a bit of a stalemate. But bruv, the only thing I want to say about that Martinelli goal is Sanchez. It really is a bad keeper, isn't he?
He's on a joke thing, man.
He's a rubbish keeper.
Like, making saves, his positioning, even when the ball goes back to him and they try like recycle and start building play from the rubbish, back, man. He's on a joke thing, man. Problem.
I think we mentioned it. I don't know if it was me. I mentioned a pro, or we might have mentioned it to, as a collective, but I think that's gonna hold Chelsea back.
Yeah, their front five, six is good.
Yeah.
And then the back four keeper, shaky.
Yeah, shaky.
The
keeper's going to be a problem, especially if they're trying to win the league. Obviously, everyone's trying to win the league, but
yeah, if that they're trying to
issue is a big problem.
No, I definitely agree with that.
They did well, though. Like, the first, I want to say, like, the first 15, 20 minutes, I think they were, like, getting a little bit better at proceedings. And then, like, after about 15, 20 minutes, I think we grew into the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
It helped. The fact that we had Odegaard come back and play in this game, it helped so much. No, bro. All of the boring, sideways, boring, we don't know what, we can't figure things out, football that we're playing. We just put Odegaard on the pitch and suddenly, like, even though the football weren't scintillating today, we looked so much better in it. We looked so much more interesting to watch.
What do you guys think? Do you think who's your most important player?
He's our best player.
Yeah, I think he is still.
He's our best player. It should be common knowledge that Odegaard is our best player.
Yeah.
I get that Saka's the one that more time scores the goals and he's probably the most clinical one, rare, but Odegaard, like, the football IQ is just on another level.
Yeah, for real.
I can't lie, it's different.
On another level.
Someone also mentioned today there was one instance in the second half where he was pressing really high as well. And he nicked it back as well.
Underrated part of his game is the fact that he's one of our best pressers as well. So not only is he like one of the most technical, the most creative. He also works one of the hardest.
That's a good leader, man.
Do you understand?
He's a very good leader.
Really
still.
Leading by example. And we've really, really missed him. And yeah, we didn't get the 3 points today. But I think for at least like a good hour of the game, we had the better of Chelsea, I believe. In terms of the two. So I feel like with a little bit more confidence, Martinelli's just scored. Hopefully Saka, like, he came off injured in it, so hopefully it's not too...
Saka's not injured, bro. He's thinking about England. He's thinking, yeah, that's long. What? Nah, that's long, man.
I hear it, though. I'm not trying to see him. I'm not trying to see. Obviously, he came off injured. I'm not really trying to see him or Rice in the international break. I heard he broke his. They're saying he broke his toe and he probably took some. Took some injections and strapped it up and whatnot because he didn't last the whole game. He come off after like 70 minutes or something like that.
Playing games, you know. Rice is like, I'm playing games. I said, my toe's broken, but I played on it.
Yeah, so
I can't come England now.
I think with Odegaard coming back, I think we'll start to see some of them familiar patterns of play that we were seeing in like the seasons before and whatnot.
Yeah,
and I feel like with a bit more confidence, we'll get results back. And bro, we've gone to the Bridge, we went to Villa Park, we've gone to the Etihad, like we've gone to bare big away games already, and we've got them out the way. And we're not like, okay, we are kind of far from Liverpool, but from the rest, from City, we're level with Chelsea, we're above Tottenham, Villa, like we're not a million
in
miles
around,
away. So
around, yeah.
I want us to get some of these home games, a couple easier games out the way, and then hopefully we can start coming back towards the top of the league, man.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest.
We're chasing all year.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's mad because like the narrative you're describing there, it's like it sounds like the narrative and the target is already shifted in it from like league to like we're still in the mix sort of thing,
it's
which
crazy.
Is mad in itself. But if I'm honest, bro. Liverpool, like, we're doing really well, man. We'll get onto us.
You lot are on a serious purple patch right now. So
yeah,
I'm waiting, lads.
I'm telling you now. There's some twists and turns coming for us.
I'm waiting right now. Because it can't all be rosy
like this. It can't.
Do you know what? It's giving me the vibes of us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were just warm.
Listen,
like, it was peak.
I've seen too many 1 point loss, losing the league by 1 point and this and millimeters away from this and that. for me to say, yeah.
You've been doing it more than us.
Yeah. For me to say, yeah, this is gonna continue. Trust me, there's gonna be a point where this doesn't continue. But talk to me about that goal, man. I mean, the first half, the Kai Havertz goal, it was offside. What was it? I didn't even see it because obviously,
yeah, oh, bro, so the margins. Oh,
yeah, bro, on, literally like a whisker. Like, if anything, I applaud the quick thinking from Havertz and Declan Rice. Mm. It was like, it was one of them ones where, you know, like if we win a free kick, you know how we're gonna set it up.
The set piece coach is gonna come out.
He's on the side. He's trying to organize the thing. Rare. Rice just said, nah, forget that. I can see Havertz. He's got a little gap. Let me just play a quick one to him, and Havertz just rolled with it and tucked it. But he was like
a millimeter offside,
bro. Like his shoulder or whatever was offside. Like it was
jarring.
Small. He was offside. Like, fair enough. But them small margins are literally the difference between us getting 1-0 up and still 0-0.
Can literally make all the difference. Well, bro, like I said, Martinelli opened the scoring. Sanchez is rubbish, but obviously, Odegaard got the assist, bro. So obviously,
that's what I'm saying, bro. Come on, man. He's our best player.
He probably is your best player. Yeah.
I don't want to see Saka out for an extended period of time. I don't really want to see Rice out for an extended period. I want to see them all back, and I want to see them playing with Odegaard, and then you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Even when Marino come on, like, he was playing well, but you could see like the vision, some of the combinations of play that he was playing with Odegaard, like it was making sense. Do you know what I mean? So
Marino coming straight from La Liga. Don't know. I know, obviously, but then Pedro Neto, mate, he had something to say 10 minutes later. It's like, cool, like I said to you, Charlie, I feel like you, man, like your controller just died.
Bro,
all of a sudden this guy was just in the
low battery.
Low battery, and the controller died. All of a sudden, Pedro Neto has acres of space.
Two things, man. It's exactly like Arteta said, like, we didn't defend the second phase of the free kick.
Yeah, yeah.
And just before that, I think, what's his name? Madueke came off. Mm. And then Mudryk and Neto swap wings.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first attack from Neto where they swap wings, where like he found a little bit of space inside.
Yeah, and he just
where he could shoot, and then boom, yeah, literally ball got played in, and there was no Rice or Partey in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Big hole in there, and Neto just ran into that space and let the shot off. It was a great shot and a great goal, man. I can't lie.
Yeah, not really, nothing
we could do about it.
It's a great signing, you know.
I can't blame Raya. Yeah, like, it was a great signing we should have made, you know. We actually missed out on. We was infinite. We was catting for Neto for time. Even that one, Neto was catting for us for time.
It was on the radar for Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
bro, Arsenal negotiation sometimes. We could have got Suarez and we didn't want to activate 1p. Come on. we activate by 1p. Come on.
Yeah,
it tells you everything about Arsenal. The Arsenal history, bro.
Shout out Wenger. That was actually so funny.
I said 1p, you know.
But, well, I want to talk about Suarez. You guys, maybe we'll get onto Edu a bit later. Because obviously Edu might be joining the Forest, Mortal Club thing. But we'll get into that a bit later. Man, I want to ask you about some Chelsea perspective. Levi Colwell, man. I don't think I'm convinced, you know. I actually think he's a bit shaky, Warrior. I'm not really.
I mean, he's part of that back line.
Yeah,
he's part of that shaky back line.
I'm not convinced on Levi
Goal. I think he's got a bit of a temperament issue as well,
He loses his head.
I think there's sometimes that like, he gets into a little bit of passion where he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
He needs, and I get that he's young and probably he'll learn to develop that, but he needs, if he wants to be a top level centre back, he needs a cooler head.
Because
he gets a bit too, I feel like he gets a bit too emotionally invested in some things.
Mm.
And maybe that's how he, like, some players like that. Some players need to have that edge. Do you understand? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's got to learn to control that a little bit, because he gets involved in Pasha too much that he doesn't need to.
He does. I'm just not sure on him, man. I think like he doesn't fill me with confidence, bro. That centre back pairing of Fofana and Cole. I feel like Cole, you know, after the goal, obviously he was the one that kept the guy onside.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was moments where he's given the ball away, where he's tried to play up the line, just giving it straight back to Arsenal.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure, and I've seen him do that for like on a few occasions.
He needs to work on his pass appreciation as well.
Yeah.
Because he'll just get it and he'll just wrap it.
There's
no like, yo, I'm going to take care, I'm going to play into your path, wraps it straight into, man. It's crazy,
shooting,
you know.
Just shooting. But you know what, he reminds me of Tyrone Mings though, a little bit. Because Tyrone Mings was like that as well.
Rash.
Like, he had potential, but it's just too...
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, was that he was just too...
Like, I'm going to get into your head. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
But I swear he
thought he was all cool chewing gum and that.
What did he do to Ibrahimovic one time?
What, he tried to square up to him or something?
Yeah, I think he stamped... I remember he stamped on him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was it not his face?
I remember that.
Oh, my days. Yeah, I do.
That's
crazy. Well, another player that I want to talk about on Chelsea, actually, is Enzo Fernandez. Lavia as well. I was praising Lavia like 2 weeks ago. Ever since then, today, I don't think he had a great game. Obviously, I know he came off injured.
I didn't really... I can't lie, I didn't really notice him like that. I was noticing Caicedo, because that youth was everywhere today. He was on
He's looked like he's turned the corner for Chelsea, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He was active today, man. He was active. Involved in all the battles, all the big collisions, cleaning up,
he
making
looks like
tackles
he's really
and whatnot.
For Chelsea,
and then, bro, I think they gave him the armband. I think he was captain
Did
today.
They?
Captain today. Reece James come on a little bit later, but yeah, I think Enzo
Reece
was captain
James
today.
Get that,
Caicedo, sorry.
Yeah, no, oh well, brother. Yeah, I just want to say, what do you think of Enzo Fernandez's performance? Right, £100 million man coming off the bench, you know. They were Briz. Talking.
Bro, I can't lie, it stinks. I was cussing him out, and then he made the assist.
He passed it, man.
Yeah, but like. It was a good pass. It was one of them like little inside ones into his path where he could just come in and just step into the space. There was a bit of intelligence behind the pass.
Okay. But you're a better man than me, innit?
Yeah, but fuck that, you man.
All right, let me ask you, man, about your guy that came off. I feel like he was the man to get dropped for Mr. Odegaard today. And that's Leandro Trossard.
My lord.
Was it what, bro? Is it his fault?
I'm telling you.
Cost you the game. Did he cost you the game? Saliba coming up like left wing.
See Trossard, yeah.
Trossard costing you the game.
I actually feel like Trossard is better off the bench. I don't think he's a start. I don't know why it is. He doesn't give me someone that can start a game. Like I feel like he's like a
impact
good
player.
Sub. Yeah, impact player, man.
Yeah. Well, bro, he had an impact today. Took it off.
Do you know what? He didn't. When he come off the and yeah, you're
he had
right.
Big chance as well,
I agree that he should come off the bench, and I feel like that's when he's a little bit better, when oppositions are a little bit tired, and he's good with his positioning, and he can get into opportunities where he can get shots off or make some stuff happen for us, innit?
Yeah,
like he's very much like a final action
type
of player, innit?
Yeah,
but like, I don't really agree with the whole thing where everyone's like. Getting onto him, like he bro, he genuinely tried to score.
Like he really, really
he's not trying to miss. You understand? He really, really did try to score.
He tried to win you the game.
But
as well.
we're doing this thing where like we have a little bit of bad form where and we're looking for someone to blame. We're looking for someone to be like, oh, it's his fault. He took Havertz's goal from him. Like chill, really tried to score. If he gets a better connection on that cross from Saliba,
and he slides
it in, then what are we talking about? Oh, he's done it two times in a row at Stamford Bridge later on. He's the man. Trossard again, do you understand? Like we're all doing that, but because he mishit it, like he's a villain. Yeah. Like it's nah, man. I don't agree with that.
The margins are small in it, man. The margins are small at this level, bro. But it's one of those, man. I'm gonna ask you the question now. Obviously, I'm looking at the standings or the league table. You guys are on 19 points. Chelsea are on 19 points. Liverpool are on 28 points. Man City are on 23 points. We'll go into them next. What you might say? You ruling yourselves out of this title race, mate, or is that too early to say so? 11 games in, might be a bit early too early to rule yourselves out of the title race.
Yeah, I don't think we're favourites anymore.
Yeah, 100%. We're not. I think out of the three. I think we're the small horse.
Really?
In the race out of the three. You might not 10 points clear.
Yeah, we are.
That's crazy. And City.
We're 9 points clear. I love you.
City have lost like 3-4 games. They're still like 4 points ahead of us, bro. They're still they're still the only ones that can see you right. None of us can see you right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you understand?
Oh, no. All it takes is a bad 2 weeks, man.
They might have to play each other twice, though. So
bad 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'll have to figure out where we're at, if we're playing them at Anfield or not first. Well, we went there and drew last season.
But we'll take it. If you do that again, then you'll take that. But yeah, like we've had a lot of big games, or even Liverpool at home. Do you get me?
That
Brighton
game,
at home. Like we've played a lot of big games already, like we've got a lot of like our hardest travels out of the way, so hopefully the schedule is a little bit kinder to us and we can start picking up some more points.
Happens, man, if you don't pick up one of the bigger ones this season? Obviously Edu's now gone. That I feel like him and Arteta had that kind of duo kind of going
on. Yeah.
If he doesn't win something this year, does that put Arteta a bit more under jeopardy?
I think so.
I think it does, but
I think it does, man. I think Edu leaving puts pressure on him. To deliver something.
I mean, I guess it depends who we get to replace Edu. To be fair,
I heard someone say Martin Saka. Someone said you can replace.
I heard someone say Rosicky.
Let's just get someone new.
I heard Rosicky's been mashing some work though. I can't remember what team that he's been with, but I heard that he's been mashing some
he's
work on a long.
Man, all these past players, bro. Just get someone new.
Also heard. I think there was an article in the Telegraph saying that we might get the West Ham technical director or sporting director.
Oh, okay.
And bro,
I can't like West Ham.
He got Kudus, Payet, Paqueta, Do you get me? Like recently as well, Scamacca, Edson Alvarez,
Paul Cook.
You wish them full Krug from Dortmund, like that yeah, he's been weird. He's been mashing some work.
I don't know how West Ham got that deal, you know.
Right, has been mashing some work on the low, so
I don't think he should have came to the Premier, so he just exposed himself. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not.
For everyone after the Euros, everyone's like, "Yo, that guy." Yes.
I can't lie. I'm gonna be so real. I was like, "Yo, he's cold.
He's a throwback striker. He's got tooth mixing it."
When I saw him in the Prem, I said, yeah, safe.
Yeah, you thought, okay, he's landed.
I think he came to the wrong league. I don't think he should have came to the Prem. Prem's yeah,
bro,
too fast,
bro. To be fair, though, West Ham are rubbish at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, so it could be a West Ham quickly team. Back to Arteta. I feel like he does have to win something, because then it just feels like the years that he's put in are kind of...
It's long now, isn't it? Yeah.
Wasted.
It's just frustrating that we're so close to, and we're literally on the cusp, but we just can't grab one of these leagues or rare air. But you know, we do have to remember that we're coming up against City, probably the greatest Prem team ever, with the greatest manager, and also with the champion, like the whole thing of you got to win Champions League or like to Arteta out. Wenger never won a Champions League.
It's true.
Bro was here like 20 years. Yeah, I know Wenger's won stuff, so there's a little bit of a difference.
Mm. One thing, Fergie only won it twice in 25 years.
But the pressure of, yo, you have to win
25 years.
The pressure of, yo, you have to win
25 years.
How many?
25. He's not that good, man. Fuck them, man. Honestly, bro. 25 years, two Champions Leagues. It's not that deep.
You don't rate Alex Ferguson,
man. Bun that guy, man. He's so annoying. Fergie, this nigga was there for 25 years. He should have won 13 leagues, fam. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell, sorry, bro.
But yeah, Champions League, like, I feel like that's a bit... For Arsenal, we've never won Champions League. So for us to expect a manager to win Champions League or we get you out of here... It's a bit like,
you need to deliver something, man.
Yeah, but
they do.
So
he does.
I do agree that, like, yo, I would like to get a league, an FA Cup. I would like to get some of these things. Yeah. Obviously, FA Cup is nice, but we've OD'd on that. Do you understand? Yeah. I would like to get a league. I would like to get a league.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah,
I think
to get
a league would make a lot of noise.
So yeah. I mean, if we don't get it. We also have to look at the context of this season. Like it's been a bit mad this season for us.
Yeah.
Bear, like you see the year where you had bare injuries and stuff.
Yeah, it's not been that mad though.
Not that mad. But do you know what I mean? To a similar kind of extent where it just never looks like we can ever get a full team out.
Yeah, I will say like your flow has been interrupted, hasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. So,
I do hear that. But that Liverpool season, someone banged Juju on us that year.
Yeah, that was a bit crazy.
Yeah, that was
all out.
Oh, bro, that was outrageous.
It's giving me them kind of vibes. But yeah, at the same time, like if we don't win a trophy, then yeah, I can understand how there's going to be a bit of impatience and there's going to be a bit of pressure put onto him, you know, which is natural. Like in these big jobs,
I just think pressure comes as part of the job. I think that just, I feel like
that's
going to
add a little same.
Yeah, I think that increases the chances of him getting more pressure in terms of his job.
I'm hearing that Edu wanted a raise basically, he wanted like a bigger role at the club, and our thing was structured, like we weren't really willing to give him that. So he got an offer like triple his wage.
Where's he going? Has he announced it?
So the guy, there's I think the company or the faction that own Forest.
Not the first.
And then they own like a couple of other clubs.
They own Olympiacos and another club. I can't remember.
Okay. Oh, so he's going to be like foreseeing all of those clubs.
Yeah, so he's got a role in there where it can, do you know what I mean? It could be chipping his salary. Yeah, like, man could be in control of like three, four clubs. Yeah, like, he could really be doing his networking thing that he's on. So, yeah, he went for that. Bro, he got a promotion. Yeah, he got a raise, innit?
Got a hell of a promotion.
Them ones there. So, if we get someone in that's competent and will get us some good attacking signings, because I don't feel like our attacking signings have been great. It's just been all like City and Chelsea rejects. It's a bit mad.
Low key, yeah.
But defensively, we've been doing our thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we need some attacking signings now, and it becomes very evident this year.
It's true, man. Arsenal, guys. Started very well, but now it's looking a bit shaky. It's not looking so great, but going to another team, it's not looking so great for, man. This is a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. Manchester City are finally human. Losing 4 on the bounce, and they added another L to their record, losing 2-1 away at Brighton.
Oh, Pep is stressed.
Yeah, I've never seen Big Pep done the salty thing, you know.
He said, oh, well, you know,
we've won 6 in a row. We've got him.
He tried,
we got him.
He tried to remind the man of him.
Yeah, he got him still.
He's
definitely hurt. It's definitely hurt.
Man, have you seen
Do you know what I think hurt him the most out of the couple of weeks is the loss to Sporting?
Oh, bro, they
because
got
it's
pumped,
like that manager's coming to Maynard. Yeah, beat you with a team that's probably arguably you could say if they're better than Maynard or not.
Yeah.
And then now he's gonna come to Maynard. Headloss.
Slapped you. They got 4-1.
That's headloss.
Had the striker put a hat-trick on your head.
Yeah, that's Pete Harlow missed the penalty that game.
But, well...
Yeah, he skied it.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see, man, because when Pep gets annoyed is when he goes into siege mentality and then Man City become a different Man City. So, if anything, I'd keep complimenting him. Don't piss him off too much.
Nah, fuck that, man. Don't piss him off, man.
He's in the border, in the meeting room after.
Yeah, because,
guys, we have lost 4 in a row.
Man.
We will not lose again.
Now we'll start getting angry, fam.
Yeah, believe me.
But it's mad though, because bro, you're deeper. Like Bernardo Silva and De Bruyne came off the bench for this one.
I had a big beef with Kizu in the group chat about this as well, because he believes that this whole thing is about no Rodri.
I do also. Obviously, he's the blood, bro. Well, whether you like it or not, he's a Ballon d'Or winner. And obviously, he's the best in the world in his position.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think maybe it's not just, it can't be solely down to that. Do you know what I mean?
Can you please read out for me Manchester City's back four?
Oh, yes, sir. They have got a lot of injuries at the moment as well. So Rico Lewis, Guavido,
Simpson
Pussy.
That's crazy.
Pussy, I think his name is. Someone's got to get
childish, off. Childish, isn't it, Bob?
Pause. and Kyle Walker. Oh, bro.
The back four was Kyle Walker, Simpson Pussy,
Vardiol,
and Rico Lewis.
Yeah, and they're missing John Stones and Ruben Diaz.
I understand the impact of losing Rodri.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I can see the narrative where it's like, oh, Arsenal should be winning the league or Liverpool should be winning. City ain't got Rodri. Like,
it's too easy.
I feel like that is too much of an easy narrative to put out there to kick Liverpool, to kick Arsenal in the back end if City do win the league.
Because
if you look at the reality of the situation, yeah, there's no Rodri. And I understand like the impact of not having Rodri in that Man City team. But if you ain't got no defenders...
Yeah, true.
What can you do,
and also,
bro?
I don't know why the hell this guy's playing Matias Nunes out wide. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't
because
know
there's no Doku,
yeah, if
he's no
trying
Grealish,
to do some hipster thing, I don't know.
It's mad. It's mad.
Yeah, that ain't it, dog.
They've actually, like, we thought we had injuries. City have got injuries
as well, so... Yeah, they have.
It's all mad, man.
It is mad. Yeah, obviously no Doku in the squad as well, so, bro, they're missing
a good
player there.
They've got a decent
but, bro,
rotation.
Their squad should be good enough. Oh,
they had enough. Yeah. I feel like he's they had it. Like Savinho had a chance that he should have scored in that game.
Oh yes.
Foden had one that he dragged.
Yeah.
Haaland probably could have had more than one goal. Yeah. He could have had a brace at least. You know what I mean? It's not like they weren't creating the chances. And like you said, like KDB's back now. He come off the bench. You know how creative.
Plus they had
can
9 minutes extra time.
It's not yet, bro.
They got pep time. We started calling it Fergie time. They got it pep time.
They got pep time. So it's not as if they can't. Or it's not as if they didn't have the opportunities to put Brighton away or to win these games or score goals. They can still do that. Like, I don't feel like the whole thing is like, oh, there's no Rodri, so City are like human now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
got to
be a combination of
and
a
also,
lot of things for me.
Yeah, exactly. I think the injuries don't help them, of course. And also, man, you know what I mean? Like, if you're missing injury of your best player or your best midfielder anyway, and then you're missing your centre-backs, the build-up then changes. The position
Where's
of the
spine?
Players change.
Spinal.
So we're not giving Manchester City excuses, though, because, bro, they should be winning these games. But, bro, let's credit Brighton, because I remember what they say. I was watching a match today. Belieber came off the bench and they really highlighted him.
I remember I was telling you about that you last year and I was like, who's that you?
Coming like left foot
Caicedo, fam. Remember Caicedo, he was a monster in that Brighton team.
And one thing they highlighted was, bro, the energy that he brought when he came on, and bro, he changed the energy, bro. Because I feel they're right. Man City were just
they didn't allow Kovacic, that one that Rodri replaced, he was the one that got the assist
for
Haaland.
I can't lie though, Kovacic was warming that.
Kovacic is a good player. I don't give a much stick, man.
Yeah,
Kovacic was playing that game.
I think Kovacic is a good player, man. I don't get why he's going mad. João Pedro comes off the bench, scores.
Did you see the goal as well that João Pedro scored?
Scrappy, some
box scramble. What's that got to do with Rodri, fam?
Yeah.
The defenders all falling over each other.
That's a FIFA goal, you know.
Honestly.
And Matt Riley, I think he's got a hell of a story, you know. I don't know what it is.
But I think he signed for them. Injured, like a long injury, ain't played for them. And I think that
Danish,
was,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, Danish. That's what mad, isn't it?
Ah, man, big up you. I went to Copenhagen this weekend, flag. So big up them, man.
You know them men with them names and you didn't know that they come from that country? Like Alexis McAllister. He's from Argentina.
That's
the man named McAllister. He thought he was Scottish.
Brighton are currently sixth in the Premier League, tied on points with Forest, Arsenal, Chelsea. And, bruv, this is a tight league this year.
They beat City, they beat United, they drew with Arsenal.
Yeah.
They drew with Liverpool.
Yeah, we beat them from Anfield.
Okay, so, yeah, Liverpool the only ones. But, fam, they beat United, they beat City, they drew with Arsenal.
They beat big teams.
Yeah.
I think they beat, did they beat Tottenham?
I want to say so.
I swear they beat Tottenham.
Let me have a look for your pal.
No, I think Tottenham will beat them. I think Tottenham beat them still.
No, wait.
I know Tottenham beat Villa.
They beat
Tottenham 3-2. Yeah, they beat Tottenham. Boom. So, yeah, Brighton are about it, you know?
Yeah,
shout out their manager, all 19 and that.
Yeah.
All in sick form and that.
Yeah, bro, that's a young gaffer.
Trust me, bro.
Well, City, man, what are we saying? Is this the year that they finally go away and just let someone else have the league? I hope so.
I think so.
You think?
I don't think they're going to win the league this year.
Obviously, when they get the boys back in, obviously not Rodri, because he's out for the season, but when they get the Stones and
I don't think they're going to win the league this year.
You don't think?
No. Because I can't lie.
Thank you.
I don't think they're in the league. If I'm being real, yeah. Bro, Liverpool right now, yeah, long.
It's looking good, yeah? But let's go there, man. You asked for a day, mate. All right, let's go to Anfield.
Let's go to your team, man. They're playing lovely football.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Live to Anfield. Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 0. The story of Darwin Nunez goes on. This guy can score all the hard chances, but he misses the one-on-ones, and we absolutely are here for it. It's absolutely 2-0, man. The starting 11 changed from the week. Only changes were Darwin Nunez in and Luis Diaz in. Curtis Diaz out and...
Curtis Diaz, you know.
You must say Curtis Diaz. Luis Diaz out and Cody Gakpo out.
Curtis Diaz was fusion team.
Curtis Diaz.
Fusion.
What a mad look that would be, by the way. Let's talk about it, man. Liverpool obviously 2-0 here. Obviously, I mean, Villa did have some chances in that, but every team gives up chances. Only L for us, well, not the only L, but an L for us in this game is obviously Trent went off injured early. That could be a nice little, I don't want to go to England thing as well.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the man, them, they know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, Loki.
You're saying conspiracy.
Conspiracy, yeah. Bro. Them and that is long,
everyone
man.
Just went down injured all of a sudden.
Dalwheezy, it looks like the flying arrows are out again. Obviously, we scored a great goal on a counter-attack, and then we had some really big chances on the counter-attack. Salah scores on the counter-attack as well. Man, them, is Salah the greatest winger in Premier League history? Ooh. He is, isn't he, man? You just got to go to him at this point, haven't you? Ronaldo, yeah, it was nice and that. All them step overs. Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. Nah,
Let's say Ronaldo was nice and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was nice. Don't get me wrong. What you done was very nice, bro. Obviously,
Ronaldo weren't here long enough, man.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Because
he here long
his career skyrocketed after he left Man United.
Hazard. Oh, I get it, man. I get it. Nice
Ooh,
vapors.
Hazard.
Drops the shoulder, all that. But he doesn't do what Mohamed Salah does, man. He just doesn't, bro.
I remember this.
He
was,
doesn't
this
offer
was,
you what Salah
this
does.
This was a debate back in the day. Some people were like prime Hazard or prime Salah.
It's got to be Salah now at this point, surely. Surely. Hazard's retired.
Prime. We're talking about prime.
Prime Salah, bro. Prime Salah scored like 40 goals in one season,
bro.
Fam.
Prime Hazard, bro. You remember that?
Prime Hazard done a lot of step
FA Cup game against Arsenal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal.
Fam.
I'm going Salah, though.
Hazard is.
But I can't like Salah.
How is this one still sticking?
But Salah,
how is this
like
the
Salah,
one where
though.
People go, oh.
If we're going prime for prime, though.
Salah, man, come on.
Okay, Salah scores a lot of goals, but
yeah,
Hazard,
I think it's a Salah
Hazard's,
thing,
Hazard's thing is, like you can make the same argument for somebody like a Bergkamp or somebody like a Drogba. Do you know what I mean? Where if you look at their prime and you say, oh, but they don't score bare goals. Like, look
what
at the numbers.
What do they bring to the team?
Bro, their man will be man of the match. Their man will get you through the
Salah
game.
Salah would as well, though.
I don't think
Salah drags you, man.
I don't think Salah does that enough outside of scoring or assisting.
Oh, he's got big, bro. He assists. He assists bare as well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, bro. I'm saying like he's the scoring, the assisting. He's got that. But I'm talking about being the man of the match throughout the 90, even if you don't score or assist. I don't know if Salah does that enough. When I see Hazard, I'm like, yo, this is the best player on the pitch.
Yeah,
more time.
Like, no,
even if he's not scoring 30, 40, not really.
It's just because Salah, he don't do step
but
over.
I respect.
Salah don't do step over.
It's not even about doing step overs. It's about just being for 90 minutes constantly.
I get it. Hazard is very good. I can't
nuisance,
lie.
Bro. Hazard is a nuisance.
He's cold. I can't lie. But Salah, if you're asking me if I'm like, yo, we've
what
picked,
would you prefer?
Yeah, we're in PE, we've picked everyone, we've got two man left, and I want to win the game, I'm picking Salah.
Ooh, okay.
I'll say, okay, cool. We've got this team. Oh, okay, Hazard's there, Salah's there. Oh, I wanna win the game. I'm picking Salah. Because Hazard could do all that and go, yeah, by the way, man, love that. Didn't win. But Salah will decide the game for you. And that's why I think
Hazard's
the difference.
Hazard's got league tie. Hazard's got trophies.
Yeah, Hazard. Yeah,
what trophies has he got?
He got Champions League.
No, he hasn't.
He's got leagues.
Has he?
He's got two at least, no?
I'm sure he's got a league.
He's got one.
He's got one with... He's got
you might have to check that, you know.
Nah, he's got more than
I'm
one
I'm sure he's
league.
Got champ.
Nah, he's only got one.
I'm sure he's got champ.
Fuck that, man. He's only got one.
He's got more.
He's only got one, I'm sure. Only
I know
one
he's got
Conte,
FA Cup. He's got league. You must have champ. You must have champ as well.
Would you mean FA Cup? Oh, look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
Salah won one, by the way. Just to get out of it. He's got two leagues. He has.
That's
got
what
two
I'm saying.
Leagues.
He's got more than one league.
He's got two La Ligas. Does that count?
He's got Champions League.
He's got Champions League with Chelsea.
The Drogba thing.
No, he's got Champions League with Real Madrid. And that doesn't even count, fam.
Not with Chelsea, though.
Oh, he does have two leagues. 14, 16, 17. Oh, 14, 15 was Mourinho.
Yeah, Mourinho 16,
17
back.
Was
and then
Conte.
Yeah,
okay, cool. So he does have two leagues. Fair play to him. But.
No champ.
Champs with Real Madrid, but he didn't play.
No, but with Chelsea, not
with Chelsea. No, swear. He came the season they won the Champions League. He came, so he came the summer.
Oh, when after. When he put that tweet out in it, I'm playing for the Champions League. I'm playing for the European Champions or whatever.
Yeah. Damn. But I think I'm going. Anyway, I'm going.
You said Salah, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going Salah.
Salah the killer.
So the bench podcast is saying Salah, right?
Salah.
The bomb podcast.
Well, Salah, Liverpool look like, bro, we look like we're flying at the moment. Big up Gravenberch.
Congratulations on the league, innit? Just go and bottle it, man.
Yeah, oh, okay, cool. We're doing that already, are we? Big up Gravenberch, man.
Bro, you're doing it to Arsenal.
Yeah, you're doing it to Arsenal.
Me?
So why can't we do it to
all of you lot? So it's your turn now.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Why is that with Liverpool fans? My boy's same thing. I was like, yeah, you're going to win this. Like, no, don't say that, man. I said, what do you mean don't say that?
Because
are you scared?
Step into it, man.
Step into that, man. Acquire that role, man. Acquire that role.
We are the most. We know how it goes, man. Look, we're going to get to February.
Listen, all this PTSD talk.
Bro.
You're the one, so
it's not PTSD. It's experience. It's experience. That's all it is.
So if you don't win it, be like, see, look, I talked, but I did tell you.
So in May, when we look back on February and we go, oh, well, we lost to Fulham and then we lost to Notts Forest again. I'm going to tell you, man. That's how it's going
to
go.
Well, okay. Well, you need to accept that you guys right now are favourites.
Yeah, right now I'll take it. Right Different now, favorites. Yeah. Right now we're playing really well.
I actually think you can win it as well.
I think genuinely we're in the hat, really, aren't we? I can't really deny it.
You're not trying to say you can win it now.
We can win it.
Nine points.
We can win the league. 100%. But I'm just saying. Strap yourselves in because it's a bumpy ride, man. That's
it's a bumpy ride.
Man, I want to talk about Aston Villa. They've hit a bit of a bad patch, haven't they?
They have.
No one said anything about that, though, have they?
They had a bit of a bad patch. Morgan Rodgers didn't have a great
game.
What's
that, four losses in a row now?
And I want to
say... Caicedo.
No one said anything.
Man, is it time? Is Unai Emery... I heard the first kind of comments after the game where he was like, don't worry, we'll be cool. I suggest that he feels a bit of like
pressure.
Responsibility here.
No, they should be. They're all right, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a couple of losses, but they're all right, man.
Four losses in a row,
They're even doing well in Champions League. I swear they're like top 10 in Champions League.
Yeah, they are. They're still in the top 8. So.
Look, if they continue, then it's going to be a thing where maybe, man, them should have listened to all the Arsenal fans because we were like, it's all nice now. And then wait till it gets a little bit difficult. And then all the op fans are like, oh, these Arsenal fans, oh, they're just bitter. They're just... Maybe we were saying something.
Maybe. Unai getting to his expired period? I guess that's the question we're asking. Also, man, last thing about this game, Darwin Núñez. How much is can Darwin Núñez really go to the top, man?
No.
That's what I'm asking you.
No, I'm sorry, man.
Have you, man, not seen enough?
No.
Nah.
It's too raw.
Have you not seen enough?
He has no class,
I see match of the day. Yeah, I don't want to botch the numbers. So I'm only paraphrasing.
Don't worry, I got it for you, bro.
But like, I think Alan Shearer said something about, oh, he's played like 75 or 72
goals,
and he scored like 22 goals. I'm like,
and he should have had so many more.
That's a goal every three games. And you, bro,
that's crazy.
How many times have I seen him go one on one with the keeper? Oh, it's over the bar. Oh, it's wide, rare. Like
even that chance he had, Broski.
Even if he's not like a man, rusted. Do you understand? Even if he's not like a
rusted.
Even if he's not like a one in one, even if he's not like a Haaland or a one in two type of striker or a one in one,
he's got to do better. He has
got
to finish
way better, bro.
But he's one of those, man. He does everything else really well.
And how old is he?
He is
21, maybe.
Is he mid 20s?
He's young. He's 25.
Oh,
he's mid 20s.
He's 25.
Bro, he's getting on the understand, bro.
He's got to do better with his finishing.
When is it gonna
click? He's 25.
Yeah, because bro, well, obviously when we bought him, then I guess he was 23.
I was thinking it was 20. Yo,
yeah.
I can allow him. I can allow him.
Got contract till 2028. So
I can allow him for a year, but what is it? Is it like his third or?
This will be his
season?
Third season with us. Yeah, yeah.
It's got to start clicking.
He's got to start scoring the easy chances. And you know what it is? When you hear the strikers talk and all the pundits, the pundits talk that were strikers.
Yeah.
They all say like they have like their go to finish. I feel like one, he doesn't have a go to finish.
Nope.
And two, I always feel like they also say like, when you're in those moments, sometimes you got to slow it down and then just compose yourself and find the corners and find the finish you want to make.
And I think he's got an issue doing that.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
it's
yeah.
an instinctive thing,
and it's a little,
when you have to
yeah.
create a little something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Even the goal he scored yesterday, where it's that instinctive where his first touch was to take it round Martinez
yeah.
and then finish it. And then this one where he was just...
Do you understand? Yeah. Where he's one-on-one.
Oh, shit. Am I there? Am I there? I'm here.
It's jarring, man. It's jarring. And bro, he's missed too many big chances last season where we could have won games and it pissed me off. But you know what? Darwin, I like you, man. So I'm going to remain
thing
patient.
Is, as long as you lot are top of the league and as long as you lot are scoring goals of Salah and that, it's fine.
And Gakpo is contributing Trust. And Jota and Diaz.
When you lot start, when you, if you lot start dropping down and all
but
of a sudden
that's what I was
over,
last season.
City have overtaken you and whatnot, then you're, oh, Darwin, you've done it again. You've done it.
Should have spread them chances.
He's
man.
Fucking done it again.
Yeah, big facts. That's actually
man,
big facts.
Be in your
because there were so many moments there last season where that happened, bro. It's like, Ralph, he just scored that. If he scored this,
man,
United.
Tearing their hair
oh
out and that.
Days, bro. Bloody Darwin Nunes, mate. Love him or hate me as a Liverpool player. All right, man. Let's go around the rest of the leagues. Brentford 3, Bournemouth 2, man. This was an entertaining game. Wissa, I'm going to call it now. He is a future Barclays man.
I think he's got 7 and Mbeumo's got 8 this year. So that's 15 between and that's a warm strike partnership.
Yeah, yeah, not too bad, really you know? Is,
ain't worried about no Ivan Toney, man.
Nope.
Them lot are holding it down. Doing?
Yeah, started started 7 games. 7 goals, bro, for Wissa.
Yeah, damn. Bro.
So that's a great start there. And Mbeumo had a bit more of a quiet game yesterday, but let me
I think
see.
He got an assist in Mbeumo for Damsgaard's goal. Damsgaard is a good player.
Started 11 games, 8 goals for Brian Mbeumo as well. And Damsgaard is a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he played really well.
It's one of your
yesterday.
Danish man. That's one of your man. Them now,
yeah, don't know. Big up the Copenhagen. Man. Big up the Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
And that's Dutch. Yeah. But this was a good game, man. Obviously, Brentford. I'm on left back watch, by the way, because obviously Robertson's been a bit shaky this season. So I'm on left back watch, and this team, Bournemouth, they've presented me another candidate for my left backs.
Oh, that you, Kirkez.
Yeah, Kirkez, man. I'm looking at him.
Yeah, decent. Kirkez. I think he's Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he's Hungarian.
He's Hungarian.
Bro.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he is.
He looks Hungarian
so
as well.
You saying Szoboszlai? What are you saying? Agent Szoboszlai.
Yeah, Agent Szoboszlai. Yeah. Fam. I'm liking what I'm seeing there, fam.
Decent, man. Kirkez
there.
Decent.
Don't worry, when we go around the rest of the games, I'm going to point out some other. Left back some.
I feel like I'm warm.
Technical
like
director for Liverpool now.
Send him a little DM.
Call me Bobu.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That was outrageous. Bobby, that was outrageous.
Sorry. Hey, one more, Bob. You're going in the book.
What do you about think of Semenya, by the way? He's having a great
ball
season.
Up,
I feel like, in general, if Bournemouth keep having the season that they're having,
he's going to get snapped up. Tottenham. He's got Tottenham written all over
him. Either they're gaffer first, or half of their players are going to get raided.
Yeah,
half
that Kirkez you could get raided. Semenyo. I think the strikers now, Evan Nilsson.
Oh,
I think he's warming now.
Yeah, he's warming.
They've
still.
Got like Alex Scott in the middle, like they've got
yeah,
decent
player.
Players, bro. So
they have big up Brentford, man.
And I don't think the keepers, keepers is Kepa's at Chelsea, isn't it?
He's rubbish, no, but he's at Bournemouth. He should have saved that. The which goal was it? Like one of the near
I don't know if Bournemouth make that signing permanent at the end of the season or whatnot.
Know,
so yeah, that's got to be something that they got to think about.
I said alone, yeah. We can take him back.
Yeah, he's rubbish, man. I actually can't lie. He's actually kind of rubbish still. Well, look at this, man. Brentford and Bournemouth 11th and 12th, 16 points.
Do you have to like swipe it?
Jeez, bro, we're live in here. Brentford and Bournemouth were 11th and 12th. Brentford are on 16 points.
Mm.
But bro, that like 11th all the way up to 4th. And third, tight. So if you're 11th and you're on 16 points, and third is on 19 points, boy, anyone can get that smoke this season, fam. It's looking a bit mad over there. All right, let's go on to my new left back watch. This is Fulham.
Lil
Tekka,
you know.
Lil Tekka.
Is that, that's not the right guy?
I don't know about that.
No, you're right,
I'm too old for them, man. I don't know about no Lil Tekka.
We got Lil Tekka, fam.
But Lil Tekka's got, like, he's got the thing joint, though.
Yeah.
The dread joint.
Oh, is that you?
So it might be you, fam. No, but he's black, though. Is it? He's black, though.
I'm a light skinned nigga.
Oh, he wears glasses. It might even be me, fam.
You know that? Oh, he's Lil Tekka. Is he him, me, or him?
Trust me, who is it? Who is
it? I got blind. Last one,
he's Lil Tekka. That's funny.
All right, Fulham, one of my teams of the season, man.
Hey, Fulham.
I liked Wolves last season.
Arsenal B, innit?
This season, I like Fulham.
Arsenal B, fam.
Arsenal B.
Oh, Fulham's your... Yeah, I kind of like them as well, still.
Yeah, every now and then I adopt a team. I think I'm adopting Fulham this season. Because also Palace, that's normally you. Having a bit of a stink.
I had some injuries,
to be fair.
I'm here to piss on these agendas because everyone's going, oh, why did we get rid of Smith Rowe? Oh,
he's playing well, though.
Yeah, but he was
playing well, bro.
But he played for, he was at Arsenal.
Maybe that's one that Arteta got wrong, maybe.
Fam, he was at Arsenal.
But you could have done with him.
Bro, he was at Arsenal.
Maybe that's one that could, do you know what I mean? You could have done with him when this Odegaard team
I'm
was
very
good.
Happy
that Odegaard, when Odegaard was away, innit?
I'm very happy that he's doing his thing. I'm very happy that Iwobi's doing his thing. I'm very happy that Reece Nelson's doing his thing.
Yeah, the other but Smith Rowe was only there last year. The
thing is, though, doing your thing for Fulham and doing your thing for a club like Arsenal is it's different kettle.
Yeah, of course. It's two different pressures.
And he
can't take away from his performances, though.
No. Yeah. I'm happy. He's warm. He's doing his thing, but... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Fulham and then there's Arsenal.
But Fulham, you know what I mean? Some good football, bro.
There's Southampton and then there's Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? Verge at Southampton, you can be Verge at Liverpool.
He was Verge at both, fam.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
But Smith Rowe weren't Smith Rowe at both.
He
was only for a year and then, like, he just couldn't keep himself fit. Now he's got himself fit and he's actually showing for himself. Mm. But it's Fulham and then it's Arsenal, innit? He literally had the red shirt on. So. Yeah.
Well, only thing I guess I'd say against that is maybe if he had this run of fitness in an Arsenal team, maybe if he was given this season with a fit run of games, then maybe it could have proved himself. But so
too
maybe
long,
it was too long, man. It was maybe slight early, but also again, hindsight is a powerful thing, like you're saying.
Took too long, fam. With man are talking about, oh man, have to win league or Champions League or the manager's out.
Yeah.
What were you talking about Smith Rowe for?
Well, he could have been a good squad player. That's all. I think that he could have been a good squad player because he has been playing really well for Fulham.
I'm happy he's doing.
And
the next
Arsenal boy that is playing really well for Fulham as well is Iwobi, man. He's cooking this season.
Yeah, man.
They found their place.
Yeah. They really found their place. these players
waving goodbye to Arsenal.
These players are good enough to be like good Premier League, like and not like for some Southampton or like some meaty Premier League team that might be going Championship. Like a good Premier League team that's going to establish really themselves and do their thing. So, I've got nothing but happiness for them lot until they play us home and away.
Then you want the
other 36
there will be
games.
Blood.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Flourish, bro.
But don't come and show that nonsense when you play us.
I lie. Leave all of that at home, fam. Crash it on
can you
everybody
imagine?
Else.
Can you imagine will be, Smith bro. Throw and they will be scoring against them.
Nah, bro. Leave the Sutton at home.
Academy, you know.
Leave the Sutton at home. When you see us on the calendar, leave the Sutton at home.
Yeah, they'll definitely dance at the Emirates as well. That's mad. Well, big up Smith Rowe. He scored in the first half and they will be got his assist in the second half. Harry Wilson coming off the bench to score again.
Harry Wilson's on the purple patch.
Yeah, purple patch still. 3-2 games, big him up.
I see what they've done for him outside of the game. Like they bought him a little, so I'm guessing that.
Is it? Yeah, big him up. I love that.
You're saying Liverpool weren't treating him nice and that? No gifts.
He's good, man. He's actually a good player.
He's a techie player.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him at all, which is one of those things. But by the way, Mateta got a 5.6. Jesus Christ.
But they got no Eze, no Elise, and Kamada got himself a red card, so he's out for 3 games.
No Elise, no Eze, no Nketiah. He was injured as well today. No Wharton, injured.
Will Hughes
was out.
They're struggling.
They're out. So Lerma was out as well. He's an important player for them. So
it's long, man.
Yeah, they're going through it a bit. But another guy to add to my left back list is Anthony Robinson.
Yeah, I like him still.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Robinson.
You're still. Okay.
Bob's on a side mission, bro. He's on a side mission this year, fam.
Ooh, he might have put himself out of the race a little bit, though.
The US of A?
No, he's 27. 27.
He can run that for like 2-3 years, man. It's calm. How old is Robertson?
Oh, wait, let me see.
I want to see Kirkhead like 24, 25, I want to say.
Kirkhead, how old are you? 21.
Look
at you.
Goddamn.
Okay. Eyes lit up.
Okay.
Like,
but yeah, I'm not mad at
like them youngers, Robinson, Bob, yeah.
Well, brother,
damn,
like you, yeah.
You can pay for them, and then they'll be here for longer, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Grooming.
They're cheaper, and then you can get more labour out of them, mate. That's
crazy.
Saying.
That's actually crazy.
Technical director, Bob.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That sounds so dodgy, isn't it?
Whoa, that sounds mad dodgy.
I'm talking about footballers here.
I said you could pay for them
and then get it for labor longer. Trust me, get it for longer.
Get with the labor out of them.
It's true though, you know.
Well, big up Fulham man out there, my second team this year, or actually my third team, because big up Ips. We'll get onto them, man. Oh, Wolves! Let's go to one of my other teams that I really like. Another left back on my list. Ain't Nori playing well. But Leeds, Wolves, they finally got a win, man. They've been stinking up the joint, but they have had tough fixtures. Cunha, what a goal. Did you see that Cunha goal?
Yeah, he was rising it today.
Yeah, fam.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
2 days ago.
Cunha, good player. Cunha is
he done his
player.
Thing. Goal of the weekend for me.
Yeah, what
I'm
a goal.
I'm going to say goal,
bro.
Of the weekend. 25 yards, slapped his net in.
Where's he come from, bro?
I feel like he's like Colombian.
Atletico, no?
Yes, he was at Atletico Madrid.
Atletico. Wow.
I swear.
Yeah.
Wow,
he just weren't really working for him there, so he had to go. So
yeah, right, bro, so I can imagine.
Being a tech man.
Yeah, the player build he has, you can't play at Atletico Madrid, bro. That man make you well run your socks off.
Yeah, that's mileage.
Been a tech man, though. Been a tech man on the low. He just needed to find his place somewhere. And yeah, Wolves, it's nice, man. Yeah, man, Portuguese there. Yeah, must speak Portuguese, same language. He's comfortable.
There's bola.
I love that, man. Big him up. It looks like Wolves, man. They needed to turn the corner, bro, because they're currently sitting in the relegation zone. 19th.
And that's even after winning, because Ipswich won today as well.
Yeah, but cheers. Well, you know what, Charles? You said it, so we might as well go there. Let's go down to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium where Ipswich, man, we finally won a damn game.
Cheer up.
I love it.
Master Coglou. Oh, what can it be? Fat Aussie bastard football team. Cheer up, Postecoglou.
Oh, what can it be?
Ooh, actually,
go on.
One thing I didn't talk about was Ain't Nori. Did you see that little what they call it? The thing. What they call it?
Oh, the little croquette.
Yeah, he's got that, man. He should have scored.
Little tech man.
Wait. Before we go into this,
technical
director Bob.
Let me see how old Ain't Nori is.
Oh, this left back side mission. Yo,
trust me. How old is he?
He played attacking yesterday.
Watch Bob come next week and talk about Napoli's left back.
Yeah, trust me. Napoli's left back.
23 years old.
Yeah, all right, AFCON though. AFCON, he might.
Nah, no AFCON this year though, is it? No AFCON.
I said no AFCON.
Okay, Ain't Nori is another one on that list. Robbo, I'm sorry. Simicast, I like you, but we need a star. So we're looking at Robertson.
The man they're cheating on Robertson,
Ain't Nori. Listen, Slot, if you listen, let me know. But let's go down to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Ipswich 2, Tottenham 1, man, them. Are we going down?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember I said that at the start of the season, innit?
Where are they?
They're like 17th or
something.
Huh? Wait,
we are 17th. So, 8 points. So Ipswich on 8 points. Palace currently on 7 points in 18th. Wolves are on 6 points in 19th. And Southampton are bottom of the league on 4 points.
Who's at the bottom?
Southampton.
Oh, yeah, they're going down.
I even forgot they were in the Prem.
Everton
are above us by 2 points in 16th.
How?
Where's West Ham?
West Ham are above us in 14th on 12 points. And Leicester are on 10 points in 15th.
Oh, it's scrappy.
It's going to be scrappy.
Yeah,
scrappy.
You know, I was actually looking at this, and I was thinking, right, like, all these teams, I can't be like, those two should definitely go down.
But I kind of like Palace should not be.
Palace shouldn't be getting dressed into this.
But they're in trouble, though.
They're in trouble, though.
Because 11 games in, bro, that's when you got to start going, all right. We had a slow start, but
if I'm Eze and I'm still down there come January, I might jump ship still.
Nah.
But Palace will play hardball though and make him leave for like 80 mil.
100%.
Might get cheaper in the summer.
100%. Well, let's talk about this Ipswich Leicester game. Ipswich Tottenham game, sorry. Ipswich 2-1, man. Big shock, I can't lie.
That is a big shock because Tottenham are in form.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're looking at the field tool here,
it's lit, bro.
Look at this.
They can't defend, man.
Whole game is just Tottenham defend, attacking. Damn. And then obviously there's
they
moments where
chances.
Ipswich got their goals, which, brother, you know what I mean? You have your chances, you got to take them, bro. So
Smollett scored an overhead kick. He was lit, bro.
What?
He did. Yeah, Smollett scored an overhead kick.
Oh, yeah, safe.
Big up, bro.
Overhead kick, bottom corner, you know.
Fam, it looks like it was one of those games where Ipswich were willing to play on the counter attack. Obviously, you have to play to your strengths, and it looks like we've done that. So, a good job from Kieran McKenna. Out
good
coach,
victory,
big ass Postecoglou.
Away as well. That's away, right?
Yeah, and the good thing about this is, Ipswich, the problem with Ipswich this year is we made so many mistakes defensively. And to be fair, it looked like we almost made another big howler today where we could have given up the game, but we got away with it. They didn't score. Tottenham didn't score to the 70th minute. So that means some improvement, if you look at it from some way.
Yeah,
and then we didn't concede again. So, Ipswich, man.
He's a tractable.
That's the ends, man. That's the home.
Shout out Tottenham and their defenders, man. It's the same story, man.
Yeah,
the
bro.
Keeper's whack.
That guy from Romania, fam. Dragason. Jesus. Dragoon, fam.
Well, Vuj.
Yeah, dead.
It's the history.
You remember the
Tottenham?
What was it? Fucking Beyblade.
Oh, Drigger.
Yeah. It's a dragoon.
They can't defend, bro. They can't defend. I remember, man, were trying to tell me that, Tottenham's back four, this in the league, or they're better than Arsenal's back four, they're better than Liverpool.
They are missing Van de Ven, though, I guess.
Hey, bro, he's not a good defender either. He's just quick. He's just an athlete, bro. But when it comes down to really, like, some aspects of defending, it's lacking, bro. The whole back four are lacking in some areas.
Yeah, it's not good, is it, man? It's not really that good. Obviously, and the way they play as well, the way they play so attacking with Poro and
whole line, mate.
Yeah, my God, and they're not going to change. So
not going to change. Who we are, mate.
They shifted that back three, mate, and one of the fullbacks goes missing, mate. They go doggy walks, mate. So it's going to be a bit peak for them for the rest of the season. But
it's my second season. I win things all the
mate,
year.
Mate, you bloody
time.
Better. So
every team that I've been, mate, always been in my second season.
Oh, mate, he bloody
I can't
better.
Do that accent.
Don't sound like
he. I'm just going to listen. Liam Delap, though.
Yeah, shout out Liam Delap, man.
Liam Delap.
He got all the tech that his father didn't have.
Yeah.
He bundled it into the net today,
what?
Though.
You think his father had tech?
His dad didn't have tech. He could just dash it.
Oh, man, he was not...
He was throwing the ball to his son.
Corners,
that's how his son got. That's what his son got all the tech.
Yeah. Control it.
I lie.
You know, because he's all the way down the other side of the pitch as well.
He's a big guy as well. Pause. He's like a good like 6'4" or something like that.
That's
yeah.
a cheat code, man.
Yeah, man.
How can you throw the ball and be a corner?
it's worse than a corner.
Worse than a corner.
Yeah,
fam.
It's actually peak. Right, we got Ips, man. We might be staying up. We are staying up. All right, man. Let's go to Man
United. See what happens when you don't play Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, fam. Oh my God. Yeah, well, he was suspended today, I guess. So, yes, he might be a bit of a flop of the season.
He's got to stay that way, fam.
Let's go to Manchester United, man. Bruno Fernandes scores a great goal. Garnacho scores an absolute screamer. Our Manchester United, obviously, they're going to bring in this new guy, Ruben Amorim, after the international break. I hear there's a bit of a... There might be a bit of a delay on that, you know.
I see that.
We got ESPN reported that earlier. Pick up them.
I mean, as far as I know, this was Ruud's manager for his last game, innit?
Yeah, but I haven't had a chance to read the article, but I just got the notification saying we might have to delay it.
Was that today?
That was literally like 2 hours
ago.
Visa time recorded. So it could be. Bruno Fernandes got man of the match. I know the Man United fans hate him. I don't get why they hate him so much, but he's 250th appearance today, you know?
Got him in my fantasy team.
250th appearance for Manchester United, Bruno Fernandes.
And his numbers are good as well.
Yeah.
His numbers are live as well.
I don't get. See, this is why we need the Man United fans here. I don't get why they hate him so much. I know he's jarring.
Because he treats the ball like a bomb sometimes.
Yeah,
and he's a bit too much of a gambler.
Yeah, it's true.
If he took care of it more, a la like Odegaard or someone like that, honestly, he'd be one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, true.
If he really took care of the ball and really had like some appreciation for some of his passes sometimes and wasn't trying to do too much and take mad risks and do you know what I mean? But that's also the thing that makes him
good. He hasn't got balance.
So if he had balance like that and really took care of the football properly or like with like some real real ball control, some real good technique.
Yeah, no balance.
He'd be one of the best players in the world, man.
Well, bro, I saw a tweet today actually saying that if Rasmus Højlund was black, he'd already have memes tweeted of him wearing Timberland boots.
Bro, we done told Kizza. Kizza.
Where is he?
I know he's definitely there. We done told you
about Højlund, man. And you didn't want to, oh, nah, it's cool, my boy will come good. It's delusion. And not healthy delusion as, either. You're just lying to yourself, bro.
I like
really
that.
Just lying
it's not healthy,
yourself.
Bro.
It's not.
It's unhealthy,
delusion,
bro. It's unhealthy.
Bro.
I'm seeing the shots he had. Good. I think it's. Let me see if I can interpret these stats correctly, bro. Today, but how many
man
goals?
United.
7 games played. Ooh, 1 goal. That's not it, man.
Bro,
he stinks.
Striker.
That's in the Premier League as well.
Stinks. I need to get a Man United.
Need to get a
Man United.
Bare eyes. Expected goal 0.07. That's actually so bad.
Stinks like Gunners.
Shots on target 0. Shots off target 1.
It's giving Yaya Sanogo for
that. Oh, bro. I'm sure that guy even scored more goals.
Well, Leicester had their chances today, though. So Man United still obviously got some issues. Yeah, and they got away with a couple. But Onana, well done, man. You saved a couple.
Onana's actually been doing all right for them this year, you know.
He actually
has,
yeah.
He's actually the keeper that they were telling me that they had last year. I'm seeing a little bit of that this year. So, I have to give credit where it's due, man.
For real, man. Let's move on to actually Nottingham Forest versus Newcastle United, man. Alexander Isaac on the score sheet as well, man. Joe Linton on the score sheet and Harvey Barnes. But it was Nottingham Forest who took the lead in this game. So Newcastle fired back. They come from 1 goal behind. But surprising package this year. Forest looking like vibes United, fam.
What was the ending score? I was watching that game, but I left
3-1 Newcastle.
3-1 Newcastle.
I left it was 2-1.
Yeah, Newcastle kind of put
Linton's
them to the
sword, didn't it?
Yeah, they kind of put them to the sword in the second half, man. A couple good finishes.
Yeah,
him, Barnes
Newcastle,
as well.
Yeah.
Newcastle were in the mix, man.
They had their little confidence. I think they had
from
a little
Arsenal game.
Yeah, they had a little bit of a bad patch, and then they beat us at St James Park.
Bro, I see Isak trying to do. You see that skill that you do, yeah? When you tap around someone and you try to run.
Yeah.
I see him trying to do that. Speaking, bro, you know that fast, you know.
I thought he was a dumb Traore or something.
I'm trying to tap around and try.
That's hilarious. Good player though, but yeah, man. Like they got their little bit of confidence in the game against us, and I feel like they obviously, you know, the scoreline is the scoreline, but in terms of the balance of play, they definitely had the better of it. Forest were happy to like be very compact and try to keep them out for as long as they can and try to hit them on the break like they've been doing all season, and they've been getting a lot of joy. They're on vibes, you know what I'm saying? They
vibes
were
of FIFA.
They were third.
Yeah, they're vibesy teams.
They were third in the league at the start of the weekend, didn't it?
Who they
bought?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Them are like funny stuff.
Like he went and boiled all of
them. I like
them.
Stuff like that though. It just shows that. But at the end of the day, they're just humans that are very good at football.
Yeah, you know, it's mad because that's something like, for example, you man with the Baitis look. You do a joke like that. It makes it so relatable.
It's good banter. It's good vibes between the boys. It is, man. Yeah, but yeah, Newcastle had the balance of play and they had some quality finishes.
Anthony Gordon
today,
had a good game. Gomez had a good game as well.
I don't know what it is about him, you know. I'm not really feeling. I don't know what it is. I'm not really feeling good, and I'll be so real. I don't know why. I'm not feeling good.
Bro, Jane, Gordon's a good player, man. Very quick.
I don't care what you say. He's a fucking good player.
He's quick, man. But he's one of those ones, isn't it? He's only 23 as well, so maybe he can develop. Maybe in time he can win you over, bro. He's one of those ones. Bigger Isaac, though. Obviously getting on the score sheet again.
Isaac,
sorry, my bad. How many
That's
goals
the kind
this season?
Of joint that we need.
Bro, 9 games he played this season.
Arsenal.
4 goals in the
Striker,
league.
If he's just there in the box and we just feed him.
Yeah, he could be a good sign.
He's got tech. Like, yeah, he can play it into his feet and he can do bits with it.
All right, man. Let's end on the stink fest of the weekend. This was West Ham 0, Everton 0.
West Ham.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Jengi, I'm going to go to you, bro, because you are an East London resident, man. West Ham, what's the feelings going on like in that part of the river, mate?
Bro, West Ham right now is a vibes thing. You just go there and blow bubbles. That's it. Literally.
The
man are just going there just to blow bubbles.
I just don't get it, bro. They've got some good players. Jared Bowen.
I don't know what's going on with West Ham. I actually don't know what's going on with them.
That gaffer's under pressure, man.
Yeah, he is.
And it's scary because when this happened last time, where did it end up? In championship. End up in championship.
You end up in championship. Brother. Where they in the league? Where they in the league?
Bro, they're like 18th, bro.
Where they in the league, bro?
They'll end up in championship.
14. They're 14. Sorry, Man United. 14. West Ham, 14.
14, yes.
You end up
in championship. They're not careful. No, be ready to don't end up in championship. Oh, my day, West Ham.
You won't say them, but, bro, you need to look at Everton. Everton are currently 6. They can't keep doing this, can they?
They're violating, man.
They can't do it. Like, Sean Dyche,
becoming part of their DNA, man.
Yeah. Bro, and I know that scouts are proud people, fam. They're not just going to accept this. we're staying up just about every year, fam. Everton are a big club, bro.
As they're about to move into that new stadium as well.
Yeah, they actually they cannot do this.
I think that it's in the works now.
No,
they're going to scrap those plans, bro. They have to scrap it.
Bro, because, bro, they can't just keep doing this, bro. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think it is, though, with Everton? Like what made that switch that now that they're a team that's always, like, struggling? After the Ancelotti era?
Yeah, I think it was obviously the financial thing as well. And I think the structure of the club, et cetera, losing players, buying players.
Did they even have a structure? Wait, did they even have a way of playing football? Did they just play football?
They're just too basic, bro.
And now, yeah, Sean Dyche kind of come and stabilised it, and now they're just like...
It's stable, but it's basic.
I don't see no DNA for Everton, I swear. They're just 11 players. Yeah, you, man. Yeah, you're on the squad. Okay, let's play. Let's go. You win, you lose, you lose.
But this is what I mean. I guess Sean...
They've got Ndiaye, who's like, who's bitsy. And then McNeil. They've got McNeil, who's all right, but he's like not that consistent. Like
Then you got DCL. Is it DCL?
Do you know what I mean? And he can't hit a barn door. Like, he's just a model. Like,
yeah, I was about to say that. He's a
it's
model.
It's too basic.
Boohoo vibes.
Yeah,
it's too basic.
I think they've got to figure out somehow, man, because Everton can't carry on just being
like
a team.
Got Abdoulaye Doucouré playing number 10. Like, basic.
What?
Man.
Yeah, it's mad. It's basic. It is mad. But all right, man, if that is the weekly roundup, big up the man them that all, I don't know where I'm going with this. Bloody hell, mate. It's been a long day, hasn't it? Well, we're top of the league. We're going to talk some international stuff because it is international break next week. Liverpool top of the league. Arsenal, you're out of the race. Man City,
that's crazy,
rubbish.
Man. Whoa.
Liverpool, Arnie mad. Slot. Thank you very much.
Arsenal out of the race.
Them man there better win the league, fam.
Do you know what? Them man there, we're going to win the league.
Remember last year, like, you Arsenal better win the league. So you guys better win the league. I don't want to be hearing our
Honest Slot. We're going to win the league. All right, guys, let's talk some international stuff. And then let's get the hell out of here. Let's go.
Benched, a 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to the other side of the Bomber Class, to the Bench Podcast, man, the best podcast in the whole damn world.
In the world?
In the world. So, Jengi, I'm just going to Google those lyrics. So, you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a bad day.
Okay, because, man, we're having a bit of a bad day. No, we're not having a lovely day. So, okay, here's how it starts. It goes, where is the moment we needed the most? Where is the moment we needed the most? Okay, you kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your bright skies fade to grey. Tell me your passion's gone away and I don't need no carry on. You stand in the line just to hit a new low. Fucking hell, it's getting deep. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. Wow, this guy's really having a bad day. You tell me a lie, it's been way offline. You're falling to pieces every time. And I need no carry on because you had a bad day.
Bro,
just take a one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around.
You need to listen to the lyrics. These pop man do depression.
Yeah,
do depression tunes like no other.
We actually did what they actually say.
It's dark, innit? It.
You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down, you really don't mind.
Fam.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
Man, like,
had
what's his name?
Had a bad day.
Jesus Christ. All right, man, I'm talking about people that have had a bad day. Lee Carzi has had a bad day because his job is over.
Like,
Tommy
damn.
T is taking his job in the new year, but you got one more.
Ooh,
you got
Tommy.
One more day.
You got one more chance. You got one more chance.
Right, let's discuss this England squad because who were England even playing, man? Who even cares,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, who they playing? Yeah,
I think they're playing like Finland and is it Finland and Ireland or something? Something like that.
Let's have a little look to Charles. Charles, mate, you know what I'm going to do, pal? I'm going to have a look. I'm going to go on Friday.
You can have a butchers.
I didn't see him staying in that role for a long time anyway.
But if you ask Gaz, bro, Gaz was all right for him.
Well, like, as in he thought he was going to be manager.
Well, Carsley. I'd have backed it. I thought, Carsley, I seen what he was doing with the under-21s and whatnot. Yeah, I thought he could do a thing, man.
We're playing, last two games, we're playing Greece on Thursday.
That's it, Greece.
Then three days later on the Sunday, we are playing Ireland at Wembley. Ireland.
What?
Ireland.
That's one or two.
What day is that?
Sunday.
And
we're playing Greece away on Thursday.
Okay.
So Amanda are travelling. Amanda, we're going to go for the squad. Let me have a little look, see. Pick the squad already. Goalkeepers are Dean Henderson, Jordan Pickford, Aaron Ramsdale. Aaron Ramsdale, by the way, not a good keeper, I'm saying.
Sucks. Pause.
Defenders, Levi Colwill, Mark Guehi, Lewis Hall, A surprise called up for under-21's captain, Taylor Harwood-Bellis. I think that's just...
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I think that's because he's just given one of his boys
yeah,
a...
Yeah, yeah, for real. 100%. Just come into the camp.
He ain't get a chance when he comes.
Yeah.
When that bloody German fella gets in, man.
I don't even know.
Every concert is in there. Rico Lewis and Kyle Walker.
That's a very... Yeah, it's a very...
Mixed defence, isn't it? Yeah. Midfielders, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Conor Gallagher, Morgan Gibbs-White, Angel Gomez, Curtis Jones, big up Curtis Jones getting a call up again, Cole Palmer and Declan Rice, and your forwards, and now...
Yeah, Rice needs to drop out, and the man, they're broken tough.
I think a couple of these, man, will drop out. Forwards, we're going to have Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Anthony Gordon, Jack Grealish, not sure if Grealish is going to play, Harry Kane, Nonny Madueke, and Bukayo Saka, and Dominic Solanke, and Ollie Watkins, bare hands there, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, them... let's talk about the future then, because I guess Thomas Tuchel is going to come in. What, bruv? He's got a good squad to work with here, hasn't he?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But is he going to work? I mean, they got to the final, you know what I'm saying, with Southgate, so...
Yeah, man. Bruv, what are we thinking about this Curtis Jones return to the squad? He's really earned it, hasn't he? He's played really well in his last few weeks.
No, he has.
I think so. I see a hard-working... ball carrier. I like him. I was just trying to think how do I summarize his thing, fam. Is he Nigerian? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my dog. And I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy his top.
That's my guy.
He's a Niger,
you know. Yeah, man. I like him. I like seeing different profiles of central midfielder. I feel like maybe we was lacking that a little bit in the last Euros. So seeing a man like Curtis Jones, seeing a man like Angel Gomez, I like these different profiles that we're bringing into midfield. Perhaps. Maybe it can give us a little bit more balance.
Yeah, for real. So I'm not mad. I'm just sorry. I got distracted by the Curtis Jones Nigerian.
Didn't Liverpool man just say he's one of the best players or something like that?
Yeah, he really likes him. I think he really likes Curtis Jones. Obviously, he started off the season had a bit of injuries.
You see when man just say stuff like that? Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to lie so that they can make man play better or they're actually being serious.
I feel like it's a little
Jones is, bit of both. Isn't it?
It's a bit of both. Bit of both.
That's an up. My name, obviously, Dominic Solanke comes into the squad again. Scored 5. Let me just double check how many goals he scored this season. I think he scored 4 goals in the league.
Carl, I see Dominic Solanke scores. Yeah, I'm looking forward to his celebration.
Yeah. Like a manga. It's an animating.
Yeah.
I do respect that. I do respect it. Where am I? What's
Dominic Solanke.
Solanke. Oh, right, man. What do you think? Dominic Solanke. Can he be the England number 9? Can he really?
Solanke needs to take over Kane, innit?
Yeah. I know obviously Kane's still doing his thing in Bayern, but.
Maybe Watkins. Maybe Watkins can be that person.
Yeah.
Well, I think I need to
according
see...
According to his mum, Watkins should be playing, bruv. My son, my elder is a fucking playing.
4 goals this season in the league for Dominic Solanke. He's 27 years old. So, he's getting to that point.
This is it.
Yeah, he's hitting his
point. No, never, man.
And Tottenham's going to have to be that move for him, isn't it? But let's have a look at Ollie Watkins.
To leave Villa?
No, I mean, like, Tottenham's going to have to be the move where it's like, okay, cool, this is...
Well, are you talking about Solanke?
Yeah, I'm talking about Solanke. Sorry. I'm bouncing around here, mate. Sorry, bro. But yeah, Solanke, that's going to have to be the big move for him. But let's go to Ollie Watkins. How many goals has he got this season? Ollie Watkins in the league has got 11 played 11, scored 5 goals.
Okay, that's decent.
So England attacking options, bro. It's looking kind of healthy still.
Yeah, it's just about, I think it's just a problem, who's going to be that person?
Well, like, he's gonna stick out.
He's gonna get nominated.
Well, let's have a look.
Same time though, I feel like even early doors, I feel like maybe last year Watkins was better. Solanke last year was probably better. Even early doors, man. I know both of them have scored a couple goals this year, but I feel like they're not as good as what I thought I saw from them last year.
They haven't quite hit that. Mm. Yeah.
I'd have thought maybe one of them or maybe both of them might try to step it up another level. Obviously, Solanke's got the chance to do that at Tottenham now. And Watkins, I thought Watkins this year will really be, do you get me? But it's a little bit stop-start and he might get a quick goal and he's looking over and Duran is slapping them from 30 yards and he's feeling pressure and you know what I mean? It's not really. And then he gets to England and they're all in the queue behind Kane. It's, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
One of them's got to step out and pop out and show niggas.
I'm just looking at Harry Kane now, bro. Man scored 10 played 10 in the Bundesliga, scored 11 goals.
Do you understand?
So far, innit?
So far, man.
Jeez.
Warm, so you know he's going to start, fam.
That's the thing about Kane, man. He's a goal scorer, innit?
Yeah, that man is currently top of the Bundesliga as well.
This year, they're patterning this year, yeah?
Yeah, and you know what's mad? I'm looking at the Bundesliga now. Leverkusen are fourth, you know. 17 points.
They've won one in five.
Yeah, yeah. And
they're ninth. Recently, in all competitions.
They might not retain that.
Like, one win, like, two draws, a loss.
Didn't they lose to... who did they lose to in Champions League?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
We slapped on them 3-0 as well. So big up us. Yeah, so yeah, Leverkusen, that's a bit off topic, but still, that's a bit of a mad thing to expect that. So yeah, man, I guess, bro, what's there for really for... This is why I think the whole Tuchel thing not being announced till... I think that might have been a ploy to kind of stop Man United from sniffing around and signing him. I reckon they might have heard that they were going to sack Ten Hag. So I think the FA might have gone, yeah, cool, like, let's get this done. Yeah, he might not be manager until the new year, but let's get it done, because otherwise Man United might sniff around.
I definitely feel like Tuchel spoke to both of them, spoke to United and spoke to England.
Yeah, he did, yeah, I think he definitely did, bro, 100%.
Therefore swindled him, man.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this, and I want to take some stuff away from this, like, these internationals. Mm. But really and truly, now it just feels like a bit of a... Bit of a doozy, really, doesn't it?
We have a pod, so we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to talk about these and watch these games and react. But I have no interest in these games right now. No interest.
You know, I'm thinking
in
like now I can't even look at it and be like, oh, Kazi's trying this. We might do this moving forward.
It's even Nations League B. It's not even big. It's not even the A. We can't even win the Nations League. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, because we're in the B bit. That's why we're playing all Greece and Finland and all these. Because there's like leagues in it. We got relegated. Under Southgate, we got relegated into the B part of the Nations League. So we can't even win the whole thing because A pot is all France and Spain and all them man there, and we don't play them. We play Greece and that.
What is Nations League as well, man?
The Nations League.
It's the Intertoto Cup.
It is, man. Oh, they're trying to make like friendlies. What is it? They're trying to make like friendlies like competitive.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess on paper it's a cool idea, but it's one of those that it comes around.
I think they need to scrap it, you know.
They need to do something with it in it just to give it a bit more oomph. But I guess us being League B doesn't help. Nonny Madueke earns his spot again in this squad. Could he become an England regular in the future? Do you think?
As long as Saka's there, probably not.
But I mean, maybe like as like a maybe not a backup, that might be hot. Well, yeah, he would.
No, you can say backup. backup.
Madueke, can he be
good player though? Good player. I don't think he's gonna. This is the thing. I just don't think he's gonna surpass Saka. And it's not even like I'm an Arsenal fan. Rare, like, that's my guy. Like, I just don't think he's better than or gonna surpass him.
Yeah.
So it's one of them ones where seniority is probably gonna rule there.
Yeah.
Unless some right midfielder comes out of the woodwork and he's mad and it's like, okay, maybe Saka might have to sit down.
And do we think as well, man, I wonder if Angel Gomez will be a feature of this England squad past Lee Carsley. So obviously he's been doing a great job for Lee Carsley and kind of being that six and dictator role.
I think so. Yeah.
But obviously,
yeah,
we know he's a lightweight guy.
Because I feel like he's the only one who can do that. I feel like Tuchel's smart. I think he's smart enough to see it. Whether he trusts it or not, that remains to be seen. But I'm pretty sure he's smart enough to see it and recognize it and see that he's probably the only six that we have.
Yeah,
he's got a good reading of the game.
Yeah, for real.
For real. I think as well, like seeing by it from what Tuchel likes to do. Obviously, he's done it at Chelsea, he's done it at PSG a bit. He likes to play those 2 10s. So I think that's going to be interesting to see what he does with like your players like your Curtis Joneses, your Palmers, your Bellinghams, your Fodens.
Do you think Foden will play under him?
What, under Thomas Tuchel?
Yeah.
I think I think Tuchel is surely the manager that's been hired to figure that out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To figure out how we get the best out of these kind of congested areas of talent. Because otherwise, like, we should have just stuck with Kazi sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense, man? What do you think of that? Like, surely Tuchel has been hired to get the best out of this crop of talent that we have.
Obviously, yeah, 100%.
That's the job anyway. But because he's Tuchel, we expect him to be like, okay, cool. You've got all these amazing players.
Make something happen.
Yeah, you should be able to make that work.
Yeah, I mean, based off of the way that we were talking about Southgate when he was in charge of him, like, oh, like we've got this amazing crop of players, da da da, and Southgate's here just Greenish wasting it, or we're playing bad football, rare. So yeah, we in theory, it's like let's get a manager that has tournament experience, has won tournament, has won tournaments in past.
Big tournaments as well, Champions League, yeah.
And
yeah.
hopefully can figure it out, has the nous and has the knowledge to figure it out and have us playing attractive football.
Yeah.
That kind of suggests or kind of speaks to the talent that we have in the team and yeah, hopefully win stuff. So we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll see. The German. We'll see if we can figure it out, man.
The German figured out for the England. That's the thing.
Because if he don't, then the racism is going to come out. We're going to see it.
You think?
You're going to see it.
I think the racism is already seeping through it. Look.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Daily Mail and all of that. EDL mode.
I was listening to TalkSport the day after they announced it. He was like, oh, I just don't know. I just think.
I just think it's not even like logical things or factual things. I just think. I don't feel like.
I ain't a racist, mate. Trust me. I ain't racist or anything like that. I ain't a bad at.
My daughter's a bit black.
Like. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. My daughter's playing Batman all
just, life. It just ain't right. Like, it ain't right.
It just don't sit right with me.
Yeah, it don't sit right.
It just don't sit right with me. The English man, it should be English. Oh, but I don't subscribe to that, man. I don't subscribe to
that. I understand where it's coming from.
I get that, yeah. But I think, bro, listen. But the players are English, innit?
Yeah, at this point, it's
and
like...
At this point...
We've tried it.
Yeah. Now it's even English, bro.
Now it's looking like a yo, just recruit the best man for the job type thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And yeah, Carsley's Irish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, fam.
Grealish.
Curtis Jones is Nigerian.
Rice.
Fam. Do you know what I mean?
Curtis Jones. Portuguese. Bukayo Saka, Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard Harry Kane has got some Irish in him or something.
Harry Kane, Irish dog.
Come on.
Madueke. That doesn't sound very British to me, does it?
Nonny.
Nonny.
Who's that?
What's Trent's heritage, actually? Gives me Jamaican.
Caribbean.
Yeah, it's got to be Caribbean. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Jamaican, maybe like.
Arnold. Yeah, he's Caribbean fan. Trent Arnold.
Barbados vibes or something like that. Or like Antigua. The man that played cricket. And that. Yeah, one of them, man. Big up Ramsdale as well. I don't know why I'm picking him up, but he wears that cap. Sometimes.
Oh, his pops. Yeah. Oluwa Ramsdale fan.
All right, well, England, we hope it does well, man. Look, we ain't got much for you guys. England, look. Like you said, Charles, as a podcast, we have a duty to cover the games. But let's see, innit? Let's see how Kazi does. See if he gives any inspiration to Tuchel. And then
yeah, or
I wonder,
unleashes any, like, anyone that's like, oh, okay, ooh, I didn't know.
Yeah. And I think that'll be the interesting takeaway to see who kind of plays really well this time. I'm not sure if Tuchel will be at any of the games or anything. But
I think I'd expect him to be at the Wembley one against Ireland.
Yeah. Just have a little eye on it.
So he's in the country, like he's there, like.
Yeah. Come on, like, bro.
Show face, like.
Come on, bro.
Show face.
You're on the table. You're on the table, you know. Yeah. I'm on the table, you know.
Come true, you know. Your name's on the list.
You're gonna VIP. You're gonna VIP. You're gonna VIP. That's funny what you said.
Yeah,
before,
take a drink, fam. Take a drink, fam. Yeah. Help us out.
Put me on the guest list.
All right, guys. That's another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. That was on the fly, but because we are a good front three and we are very talented here, we made it work, baby, and I love that.
Cool,
all right, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast on any DSPs, make sure you like, share, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, man. Give us a like, give us a download. We really do appreciate it. And guys, international break, we will be here same place, same time next week, discussing England because we love this game. Guys, anything to say before we dip out?
Bob, I want you to be in your technical director bag, so at next weekend, once the international break is going through, I want your opinion on a left back specifically. I know this is Bob's thing.
I'm gonna be watching USA,
technical
and
director,
Algeria, and Hungary.
Technical director,
Kirk is Hungarian, Ait Nouri Algerian, Robertson from the USA.
I want a long list of left backs by the end of the season, fam.
I got you, fam. All right, then, guys. We'll see you same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.